Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Insert Question Here, a comedy podcast from University Radio Nottingham. I'm Ella, and I am going to read the answers from a children's Trivial Pursuit card, and our panellists have to try and work out what the question is. If they get the answer right, they get a... And if they get an answer that is better than the one I have on the card, they have a... Joining me tonight, have you heard of Abby Houseman? It's Abby Houseman.
Hello.
Resident grumpy old man, it's Jonathan Graydon.
Yes.
And the guy who's meant to be funny, it's Jack Ellis.
I'm meant to be funny?
Yes, did I not mention that beforehand?
No one's told me this.
Oh dear. This is going to be a long evening, everybody. Now, as part of this series, the winner of the previous week's episode has to set a forfeit for everyone else to try and get into conversation. Now, last week's winner was Abby.
Completely arbitrarily, I would like to point
out. Yeah, I literally just make up the points at the end.
Yeah.
Is effectively what happens, despite the dings and the air horns. Like, it's just made up. Abby, would you like to tell everybody what you set the forfeit to be?
The forfeit is to get the word New Zealand's into any type of question conversation.
Possessive or plural, preferably with a Z.
Thank you.
Thank you, Graydon. We just need you as, like, the speaking... I was going to say speaking voice. That makes no sense.
As opposed to the non-speaking voice.
Yes.
It doesn't work on radio. It's especially well.
We reduce your part to a non-speaking role in an animated movie. Right, coming up first, for People and Places, a blue wedge, the answer is Arthur's Seat.
And I say, hey, hey.
What a wonderful time of day.
Kind of day, not time of day.
Sorry. I wasn't going to criticise you, but...
Arthur's Seat. Where did the king sit? The king when he was called Arthur?
Specifically.
Where did King Arthur sit?
Where did the fictional, the mythical King Arthur sit?
There must have been a king called Arthur at some point.
So you have Harold's chair, Arthur's seat, or Roger's stool.
Oh.
Nothing not funny about that.
I'm fairly certain I know this one anyway.
Ooh, someone's showing off.
Which of these is a giant hill in Edinburgh?
Which of these overlooks Edinburgh? Congratulations.
I walked up it when I was doing the Fringe this year.
Ooh.
And it was at midnight. I had no one with me. I just had my camera, and it was a like force 4 typhoon at the top of it. It felt like I had the entire Pacific Ocean in my face. Yes, yes, a Europe. It felt like I was being.
It was really bad.
It felt like I was being pelted by a Eurofighter. Of course it did.
It's nice when someone tells an anecdote and it's not me. You're welcome, Insert Question Here, listeners. Now, for Pink Wedge, pizza.
Ooh.
Greatest food ever.
Debatable.
What is
debatable.
The healthiest fast food?
Again, debatable.
Mostly majority based.
I really want food now. Can
also,
I just say that?
Yeah, what can we break pink? And go for lunch?
We will after this.
Pink is good time. That's
good
entertainment.
Good times. Dancing, dancing, dancing.
Okay, what is
Which
it?
One's Boogie?
Helpful.
Boogie is green.
Good, thank you. So the answer is pizza.
Pizza.
What comes from Italy?
That's a very
there we go, but yeah.
Very
what is
broad
it,
question.
Traditionally Italian food.
Yes, but this is nothing to do with Italy. That's it's to do with the television show / characters.
Pizza? What
yes.
is the favourite food
Thank
of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Bang on!
Oh, it's like you wouldn't believe.
The audience,
you've got an air horn there because you have literally said the question word for word. What is the favourite food of the Teenage Mutant? They put Hero Turtles, but I don't
know. It's not Hero Turtles.
It's not Hero Turtles.
Objection!
Wrong game.
Trivial Pursuit. Get it together.
Trivial Pursuit. Seriously, guys. Because this is their favourite podcast. Always listening in. Right, but congratulations. Yes, pizza is the favourite food of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or Hero Turtles if you don't want to discriminate. And apparently Abby as well.
If you don't want to be... if you don't want to do branding, other brands of Teenage Mutant Turtles are available.
You might even get some old Mutant Turtles. You might get some non-Mutant Turtles. You might get some turtles.
To be honest, you might get some Teenage Mutant Ninja Hero Tortoises.
Oh,
there is a very wide variety
of
Ninja
card.
Turtles.
You blew her mind.
From all places, ranging wide and far.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Terrapins.
From the United States to England. You can even find some
from Ibiza
New Zealand.
To the Norfolk Broads.
I mean,
title of this
sure.
podcast: Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Right,
that's band name and first album right there.
There we go. Right, Yellow Wedge is history, and your answer is Prince William.
I dislike the way you look at me when you say history, because I know I'm supposed to know stuff from history.
I was just looking in the general vicinity.
Who was the king of all of the New Zealands?
Oh, there we go. Someone's got it in. That sounds wrong. Sorry.
Sorry.
Just in my head.
Also, unlikely to be king when the question, when the answer is Prince William. Just going to throw that out there.
Maybe they have a different monarchy system.
Which prince is not Ginger?
You are completely, you're so close but completely wrong.
Which
because
prince is Ginger?
Because it is about that prince.
Which prince is Ginger?
Oh, hang on, let me work this out. Second in line to the throne, is that right?
I don't want to commit treason. Is this
the
one saying?
A time of recording.
He is second in line to the throne.
Time of listening, he's king.
Dun, oh.
Jack can see into the future.
So this question is more about his parents. So who is first in line to the throne?
Charles.
The queen.
And who?
The queen is already in the throne.
The queen is, as we know, zeroth in line to the throne.
Okay, I will accept that.
And Diana.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Isn't she dead?
She is.
I'm fairly certain, but I don't...
At time of recording, we think she's...
Who knows what might happen?
At time of listening, she's back, and the Daily Mail is overjoyed.
There's a reason William is now on the throne.
Yeah.
Yes, what is the name of Prince Charles and Princess Diana's eldest son?
There you go.
How long ago are these cards from?
Just as a quick inquiry, because, like, that's usually the fun one to figure out. Like, when you're playing a trivia game, so they ask you, like, how many elements are in the periodic table? And you go, it's about 120 odd. And they go, no, it's 86. No.
We found a few more now.
Well, as people will know from listening to this last year, I got into a massive argument with my dad when we played Trivial Pursuit, because it said there were only 6 King Edwards, and I knew there were 8. And as pointed out, we should have Googled it. We didn't. We just argued.
And then you listed all of the kings of England.
I didn't know the song at the time. This was pre-Horrible Histories, Kings and Queens of England. That puts it into context. Right, that's unimportant. Arts and crafts, your answer is a church.
Where does God live?
Arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts, a church.
The easiest thing to build out of lollipop sticks?
Ooh. No, I built a chalet out of lollipop sticks.
What is a chalet?
Like a beach hut.
Oh, that's less impressive than a church.
Well, yeah, but it's easier than a church.
What is harder to build than a chalet out of sticks?
I'll give you that, but it's not what I have on the card.
Is it really not?
What was the arts and crafts of the olden days? Building churches?
To be honest, I don't really feel this fits.
Where were stained glass windows most common?
You're on the right train of thought. What things might you get in a church?
Okay, hang on. Complete tangent. What was the main ingredient in colouring for stained glass windows?
Urine.
Churches?
Yes, urine.
Yeah.
Specifically...
Ellie, you get to play the air horn for yourself.
Specifically, the urine of a prepubescent ginger male.
Like Prince William?
When he was prepubescent. Yeah, words.
In which Jono can't speak.
Like Jack's put his hood up to hide the fact he's ginger.
Jack, who is ginger, is now
I don't know what you're talking about.
Behind a hoodie.
I mean, last I checked, you weren't prepubescent.
Also, we don't want any stained glass windows here.
So I think you're
keep
fine.
Keep your urine to yourself.
What a phrase.
That's why. What people keep telling me this, and I just don't understand.
They're just trying to help.
I know they are, but, you know, people tell me to keep my urine to myself. I'm just like, how else am I supposed to mark my territory?
Sharpies or gang signs?
Gang signs, that's it.
So
but what if your gang sign involves urination?
Without wanting to disrupt the conversation, what things might you find in a church? Name a couple
pews.
Of things.
Pews, yeah.
Oh, keep going.
Choirs.
A lectern.
Organs.
No. Light. The
a
candle.
Priest.
You're close with lectern. Where is the lectern?
In the church.
Which part of the church?
The little bits that's on the top of the spirally thing. Where they give blathery, blathery, blathery and give sermons from.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
What do you call the bit where they go blathery, blathery, blathery?
I don't know. That's where I went the bit where they go blathery, blathery, blathery from.
I'm not going to declare any of you winners here. Mainly because I think we've offended every single person that listens to this.
I think the concept of churches loses this round.
What kind of building might you expect to have a lich gate and a pulpit?
Oh, pulpit. Okay, knew that word.
Good, I'm pleased. Right, for science.
Oh no.
Eyelashes.
What is located directly above the eye on the human head?
Correct, but not what I have on the card.
What is
but
the
you look remarkably happy with yourself for knowing that.
What, despite its purpose being ostensibly to protect the eye, always invariably ends up in my chuffing eye? It's annoying.
What is in the sun?
Really, you don't seem annoyed by it in the slightest.
I wonder if that's on the card.
That's word for word.
Blimey! What ends up in Jack's eye all the time? No, that's not what I have on this particular card. What I'll check all the others.
She's got another card at home.
Covered in Jack's urine. Sorry.
That is much.
I've tried four times to say this answer and it's not going to be worth it.
Like, go and then we'll laugh like terrifically at the end of it.
Please don't, because I'm not entirely certain how this sentence is going to work out either.
Just go with it, you're coming up with it on the fly.
Yeah. In the song, My Favourite Things, what does snow fall onto? There you go.
No, that's not what I have on the card.
I only know musical theatre, okay?
What
that's
was
all I'm bringing.
Again? I feel like completely forgot.
Eyelashes.
What is the name of Apple's recently announced whip?
Oh.
Well done. Yeah, it's just science. It's less to do with science and more to do. David has a thing that he wants to call this contemporary world, and I think that actually fits in here. It's to do. What might you put on eyelashes?
Mascara.
What part of your body are you most likely to decorate with mascara?
Well, in which case you guys are using it wrong, I think. There are many other places that could be used.
No, shouldn't.
It makes a very effective temporary tattoo solution, I find.
Given that I've never used mascara in my life.
Same.
But
same.
I do know that it goes on your eyelashes. And I think that Graydon...
As the one person who has used mascara, I'm suggesting temporary tattoos, you're going to want an eyeliner pencil.
I thought you were making the pencils, to be honest.
You can use it on your eyebrows, I think, to fill them in, but I wouldn't.
Crayons work better for filling these sort of things in.
Yeah, but don't put a crayon
in the emergency, they also burn for 45 minutes. But the question is, how long do they burn when you're not in an emergency?
Yeah. What does the crayon define as an emergency?
Your final question. Greece. It's an answer as well.
Where is the Temple of Artemis?
Not what I have in common.
Is it the country? Or like the musical?
Oil.
Or like what are we thinking?
As
here?
Much as I would love it to be the musical, it is unfortunately the country.
Okay.
Which I'm not saying against the country. I just prefer musicals to
where
geography.
Is Yorgos from?
Computer science in jokes.
Yeah, that went straight over my head. Did you just hear me talking about the musical? That's like my level.
That's the bit that went straight over my head.
Okay.
I was meaning
where
to
is Cyprus?
This is a.
Is it
Cyprus? What country is stereotypically bankrupt?
Not at the time of writing the cards.
Probably not, because those were probably written like during the ancient Greek Empire when they were doing quite well for themselves, if I recall correctly.
At time of listening, Princess
correctly.
Diana's come back. She's
reinstated the Greek economy.
Reinstated the Greek economy.
At the time, at the time of writing,
Charles.
Greece is now part of New
That's
Russia.
Oh, God.
I can't wait to listen to this.
I thought you were saying you can't wait for New Russia.
I look forward...
Like, soldiers will be happy.
I want every time I say something and like at the time of listening that thing is then factually accurate and I've made it out as if it's going to be. I think I deserve some kind of plaudit there.
Well, I don't know, because if everything
you've Princess
said,
Diana's zombie turns up.
You will be trapped and treated as like a god, but also you'll be like kind of like...
I was going to say burnt as a witch.
Yeah.
Like you'll
it's
be hunted down.
Wizard.
Warlock.
Well, it depends.
She's
do you draw your power
witch.
From a patron?
Warlock is technically a male witch, from what I given to understand.
Not endangered
Once again,
dragons.
Greece. Greece, everybody. Not Greece, everybody.
What is...
Like, that isn't an instruction.
Wait, I've already started on Jono.
Put her down.
Jack, down, boy.
Sorry.
Where is Mount Olympus located?
Oh, you're much closer
than any other answer.
Where is the Parthenon?
What is something that something very famous that is named after Mount Olympus?
What is the Olympics?
Where were the Olympics
from?
Based?
Okay,
started?
Olympic. What is a really, really?
Where does the Olympic
key...
torch start?
There
in the
we
relay?
Go. Which country does the Olympic flame always start its journey from? Really shouldn't end with a preposition there.
No,
but they're gonna. And on that note, we come to the end of tonight's podcast. I'm going to declare Jack the winner.
I was the only one with New Zealand's.
It's true. You didn't say New Zealand's.
So New Zealand's now.
New what now?
He
Never
fails
mind.
At even that.
He failed. Yeah, but I think that because he's about to be burnt as a witch or warlock.
At the time of listening.
I feel like he needs to be given all the sympathy he can. So
whoa, somebody just popped into my head. What if people listen to this multiple times?
Oh, yeah. That's totally going to be like... At the time of first release of this, everything I've said is correct. Possibly on future listenings, Princess Diana's zombie will have been put back in the ground, but we're not quite sure about that one.
Or the sea.
Jack was forced to defeat her in an epic battle of chess. Chess boxing, which is like
chess boxing.
You effectively just throw chess pieces at each other.
That is not how chess boxing works.
He stabbed
She's like, oh no, my kryptonite.
Yeah, do you usually use chess?
Yeah.
He stabbed her in the eye with a bishop. Is she unfortunately got him in the heart with a knight.
Going to get us done for treason,
potentially, but not until it's released
Thank
next
you.
Year. So
we're all fine.
What do you mean? Next
extenuating
year?
Circumstance form. What's this for? I'm being hanged at the Tower of London. That might impact my grades.
They're like, no, hand it in anyway.
Fine. Yes, a time of listening.
A time
we
of
may
listening.
All be dead. A time of recording, we're fine. Jack, as winner of today's podcast, you get to pick a forfeit for the other panelists to try and get into next week. He's rubbing his beard.
The forfeit we're going to point out is it's just a word
just
that
a word,
you've got to know
yeah.
into the thing. Like, not, like, do the Macarena.
Oh, my gosh, do the Macarena.
Not now.
Okay. I think you get the word Macarena in.
Okay.
Get the word Macarena in.
Hey, Macarena.
You will get bonus points from me if you dance the Macarena as you say the word Macarena.
It's going to be difficult because then I'll be facing away from the microphone.
Not forever. You have to do it four times to get around, all the way around. So if you are interested in hearing the word Macarena and potentially listening to the thud as people jump around dancing the Macarena, tune in next week. We're Insert Question Here. And bye, everyone.
Toodle-pum.
Bye.